Find your posture. And once again, begin to allow the breath to flow vertically, feeling that the breath actually comes in through the crown and flows down the body as far down into the pelvic floor as is comfortable. And that the exhalation flows upward through this channel just in front of the spinal column. See if you can let yourself sense the sweep of the breath flowing in from above, exhaling upward from below. You may inhale with Namah, exhale with Shivaya. Or if this is more comfortable for you, inhale with a sense of light flowing down, or of presence or energy flowing down and flowing up with the breath. Now begin to imagine the presence over your crown of the yogi form that we call Shiva. This is how he looks. His form is made of very pale white light, which perhaps you may see as a pale blue. And it undulates in the form of a yogi, naked to the waist, wearing around his waist a tiger skin, sometimes an elephant skin. Very carelessly, he's arranged this around his lower body. His legs are in perfect lotus posture. His eyes are closed. His hair is piled on top of his head in dreadlocks. And a crescent moon is caught in his hair. His features are thin and chiseled. And in the center of his forehead is a vertical third eye, which is wide open, looking out into universes. Around his neck, he wears a cobra. And in his right hand, he holds a trident. The other hand is in chin mudra, thumb and forefinger touching, resting palms up in his thigh. He floats above your crown. Perhaps he's present in a form that's about your size, perhaps smaller, perhaps in a very large form. Perhaps he's just there as a sense of presence or light. And as you inhale, as you allow the inhalation to rise with Namaha, and as you allow the... I'm sorry, I did that wrong. I apologize. The inhalation with Namaha is drawing streams of Shiva's light, his white light energy. It's flowing down from his own central channel through the region at the base of his spine. It's flowing down through your head, and you're inhaling it down to the base. And then with the exhalation, you offer Namah Shivaya back upward into this being above your crown. Your offering is a salutation. You're inhaling the light streams of grace and presence that is flowing to you from this being atop your crown. Inhaling the flow of light from the presence above your crown. Exhaling Namah Shivaya as an offering into that presence. And if thoughts are arising, or discomfort, or doubt, or anything, you can allow that too to flow with the exhalation and be offered into this vortex form of pure awareness that is Shiva. If the energy above your head feels too powerful, emphasize the inhalation and the flow of grace into your body. Allow the exhalation to be an offering. And simply keep inhaling that grace. with your next inhalation, draw the energy from above the crown into the heart. And with the exhalation, feel that it spreads through the whole chest area, down into the belly, and begins to enliven your physical body. And then you might like to bring your hands together in prayer position and draw them up above the crown. And then very slowly and gently flow them down around your body, creating a circle of containment for the energies that have opened. Shiva's name, Mrityunjaya, the one who triumphs over death, is also a way of referring to the fact that he holds us steady in the face of our fear of death. And as you know, that fear can be paralyzing when we first confront it.